And here he is, Sarge himself. How you doing, sir?
Hey, any better? There'd have to be two of me. That sounded like me.
That was me. It was you.
Hell of a deal.
There you go. But, so stand down time again.
Yeah, coming right around the corner. Not this coming weekend, but the one following. It starts Friday the 5th and ends. It's a half a day Sunday the 7th, and that's actually mostly wrap up. Not a lot of services offered on Sunday, mm-hmm. but Friday and Saturday, y'all come on out. If you're a veteran or the spouse of a veteran that's on active duty, come on down. We're here to serve you.
Fantastic. How long has Stand Down been around? You've been doing this a long time.
Well, let's see. This is the 13th year and our 14th Stand Down. We were much younger and not as wizened the first year. We did one in June, and then we did another one in October, and decided that no, we're not doing two a year again. So it's been the first weekend of October since then.
And is it as usual at the Ferndale Fairgrounds?
At the Humboldt County Fairgrounds, right here in Ferndale, and. They just treat us so graciously and so well, and they support the event and the county veterans, you know, to a great extent, like you guys here do, you know, mm-hmm. and the community at large. I mean, we get support from this community that is just amazing. It's absolutely wonderful. You know,
absolutely.
If you're feeling the least bit disheartened by things, get involved in something in the community with something in the community, and see how many more folks are out there and doing stuff to make the community itself better.
Absolutely, you know? And we're talking about services for vets of all ages because. There are vets of all ages. You still have folks from World War II around. You've got Korea. Yep. You've got Vietnam. You've got the first Gulf War. You've got Afghanistan. You've got the second
Gulf War. You've got
oh my,
yeah, it's quite a thing. And I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing, but. They're now discovering that a lot of veterans are suffering from that same CTE issue that pro football players have.
The concussions?
Yeah, mm-hmm. From the concussions. And, you know, people were wondering how can that be, because it's, you know, one, maybe two times, but the concussion that veterans get from an IED or something of that ilk is so much more
severe, right, exactly.
Than you know, it would normally take years and years of repeated impacts to cause that.
Now, there are a lot of veterans who just have just traumatic brain injury right then.
Period.
Yeah. And that's a very, very, very common injury now.
It's very common, and it's I'd say it's weaselly in its nature, because mm-hmm. it things like that can manifest in so many different ways, you know, anxiety, depression, you know, the PTSD where you're always on alert. You're always looking over your shoulder and seeing what's okay, who's there, you know. You know, that's... We can't cure that here at our event, but, you know, if somebody is struggling with something of that ilk, you know, they can get a foot in the door. They can get right. introduced to programs that are available in the community.
Set in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And to get them on a better path, you know. Yeah, I know for myself, I had to go through a program to help me learn how to sleep better. I mean, I was sleeping in two-hour increments and never getting rested. And the VA had a program to address that I went through, and it was just amazingly effective. Amazingly Wonderful. Effective. And that's also a big issue with veterans.
Sleep.
You know, sleep.
Yeah.
And as always this year, you know, we're going to have the full range of service providers and employers available. I don't know if we're going to have, I don't think we're having a job fair per se this year, but plenty of employers and service providers. We're going to have dental care. We're going to have housing as usual and of course, meals.
There's also veterinary care, correct?
Yes, yeah. The veterinary at Ferndale and Fortuna Veterinary have stepped up.
Fantastic.
My God, this must be the eighth or ninth year, I'm
wow.
thinking, that they've been involved
Wonderful.
With us.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, their contributions are just off the hook. I mean, and I mean, every provider is. I mean, no one provider is necessarily more valuable than another. But when you have somebody that is donated time and effort to mm-hmm. that extent, then that needs to be pointed out and made a thing of, because it's quite a commitment that they have made to us. And you know, they're one of a few people that actually recognize the value that pets hold for veterans.
Oh, absolutely. Know? Yeah. And one thing that you mentioned, I think it's worth mentioning again, is that not only is this for veterans of all ages, but it is also for the spouses and significant others of those who are on active duty.
Yeah. All they need is an ID card, mm-hmm. and the services are available.
Fantastic.
You know?
Because that can be very stressful, you know, for a spouse at home.
It's as or more stressful than I think active duty is, because mm-hmm. active duty, it's finite.
It's kind of concrete.
Yeah, and when it's Guard and Reserve, I have 21 years with the Combat Engineers in Eureka, 579th Engineer Battalion.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know when, how long you're going to get called up for. And then, you know, with the newer troops, they're doing 3 and 4 tours of duty in combat zones. They come back and they get a minimal amount of readjustment. But then they're just kicked back into the community, and it isn't fair to them. It isn't fair to the community, and it needs to be addressed better. And, you know, hopefully we can have some impact on that, you know, get people lined up with counseling and whatever else they need.
All righty. So it is available, and it is, again, it's next weekend. It's Friday and Saturday for sure, and then Sunday we're going to be wrapping up here in Ferndale at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds. What time does it get underway?
It's Friday and Saturday. It starts at 9 and runs from 9 to 6,
mm-hmm.
and then on Sunday it runs from 9 till noon. So,
what kind of participation do you get? How many people usually show up?
Well, Saturday's our big day. It fluctuates mm-hmm. a bit, but usually well over 200 or 300 veterans. We house on average 30 or so, 40 veterans and their families. We have housing both for families and women and children in separate housing for single men.
So. Very good. Excellent. Well, it's as always, thanks for coming in and telling us all about this.
Cliff, thank you guys so very much for your you've been backing this thing from the beginning, man, and it's just so we're so grateful for your help and your support.
Well, thanks for being.
Our life a lot nicer.
Thanks for being part of our lives here at K-Home for the past 22 years. Really appreciate that.
That's just amazing.
And we haven't gotten any older.
Stories that could be told, but not on the air.
Crazy stories, that is for sure. That is for sure.
Cliff, again, thank you guys so very, very much.
Absolutely.
Just so appreciate it.